Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you and you are listening to blogtalkradio.com/forward Christine Day Online. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with you on this show today. It's such an incredible time, so powerful and so profound for me. I'm still within the new experience of being after my trip to Uluru. I'm back in Grand Marais and I'm just continuing to let go and move deeper within my transformational state and coming into a deeper awareness and appreciation of myself, of the simplicity of truth that exists here. And my awareness just continues to unfold into it, bring me deeper and deeper and more into this profound perspective of understanding of myself and a new appreciation for this entire process and profound a life that we are living here and this time being on the earth and what a great gift it is as we move deeper and deeper into our transformation. And I'm really excited because I'm going to be returning to Uluru this December 2020 as my mission has really taken another turn in the road and I've been asked to be a speaker at the Cosmic Consciousness Conference in December 2020 at a very powerful date. December 21st is going to be huge on the planet. And I know I have to play an essential role at Uluru at that time. So it's just a wondrous time for me. And I continue just to be filled with gratitude. And sending a lot of love out to all of you. And we all need to remember to breathe and let go and not take the illusion too seriously if we can help it. We'll have moments, of course, in our perfectly imperfect human state, but understand the vastness of the truth of our own natures and that sacred part. As life is, let's face it, energetically intense right now, the drama is intensifying, and yet there is a simplicity at the very simultaneously taking place. And the guidance from the Pleiadians is to focus just on letting go. And the letting go, remember, leads you into the realignment to that sacred part of yourself, which is birthing through you within your hearts right now, within the higher frequency setting that's anchored on Earth since 2020, that New Year time. And remembering that the heart is still your most essential focus. And it's your time, all our time, to choose to move deeper within the multidimensionality of our own hearts. And the Pleiadians are saying that the words, I am, can be utilized as a powerful launch pad for you to align yourself deep within the vastness of your unique divine frequency within that heart. Within, and your heart is part of a natural extension, a natural component of the oneness that exists, that God consciousness state that exists through this entire universe. And we have to really remember at times that the ego mind has a constant misinterpretation of truth that exists in our lives. So we cannot source from the ego mind. We must sort through our own hearts and be guided by our hearts. And there really is nothing else. To allow your heart to become the center, excuse me, of your world and source from your heart ultimately. And yes, of course, we're going to have moments of the ego mind. We know that. You know, that the fear or the feeling of struggle, that it's a natural byproduct of being human. But it's about recognizing that and taking a conscious breath and breathing and moving right past that space. why don't we take a conscious breath right now in this moment? And remember that conscious breath says, yes, I'm willing to let go. Yes, I'm willing to receive my light. So let's take a conscious breath in and out the mouth, like a deep sigh, and just letting go right now. And consciously at the same time, hold your heart and claim your heart connection. This is your heart. And as you place your hand on your full chest and bring your awareness there and take a conscious breath and let go. And just breathe and let go. And naturally, as you bring your awareness to where your hand connects to your heart, you start to naturally align to the vastness of your heart. And that's everything. Everything you need is within your heart. Everything you desire is within your heart. That your heart connection takes you home to that ultimate source of the sacred that you are. Let's take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it. Breathing and letting go. And breathing and letting go. Ashata ine a. Ishe om. Ishe om. Ishe o. That's it. It's taking one more conscious breath and just let go right into the space of your heart. Claiming yourself right in this moment of time, just for a moment. And as you do, as you link into your heart, just you and your heart, nothing else, and bring all your awareness there, that's when the old cycles start to shift in the cells of your body, in every cell. It only takes one moment of reconnection for you to achieve that. That's it. And just keep holding your heart and using your breath for a moment. And I'm going to talk about what's coming up. And we're going to be bringing the new frequencies of 2020 into our February broadcast. And that's coming up. Probably it'll be up on the website late this month, late February. And we'll be transmitting the energies from, or I will be transmitting the energies from, we, the Pleiadians and myself, actually, if we're being really clear here, from the Gateway of Uru in this upcoming broadcast. And this is going to be an amazing transmission that will support you in integrating these higher frequencies of 2020, which opened up New Year and then opened up on another level at that Pluto-Saturn conjunction on the 12th of January. And that's continuing to build. We are not through that continuous building of that transmission energy. So let's take another breath and let go. That's it. And then I'm off to Brazil actually in April, but that's for my old students. But in June, I'll be in Paris. We're doing a 3-day Pleiadian seminar there. And then we have all our amazing weekends being opened up for people to come up to Grand Marais to have a profound experience of transformation there. You will certainly be able to realign to your family of origin, which is an important part of your enlightenment process, reconnecting to your family of origin, and working through the profound portals and gateways that exist on our land. And so that is very, very powerful. So that's all up on the website if you want to go and register for any one of those weekends. So let's take another conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. It's so important to let go at this time in your life, to really open up and witness the illusion in your life, the drama. And it can feel so intense because it links in to parts of you inside yourself that still maybe are holding the fear or the struggle or feeling like you don't have enough. So the universe just mirrors that which you haven't resolved inside of yourself. So it's important at times when you're feeling that, when that illusion gets really strong and the feelings get really intense and you feel really overwhelmed in your life, not to push away and move away from those feelings that are coming up, because they're inside of you, but merely to bring your awareness towards them and realize they're old feelings, maybe from past lives, and just let your awareness come right into the depth of the feeling and take the conscious breath, and that conscious breath is in and out of the mouth. Just allow yourself to breathe and let go into the energy of that. And then move deeper into the feeling. And as you use the conscious breath, it actually starts to cycle out of your body and leaves your body completely. Or you deal with a layer of it. If it's a core issue, it comes out in layers. So as you feel the feeling and use the conscious breath, when you're feeling that feeling and using the conscious breath, it actually cycles out of your body for good. So that you're actively working on the layers of releasing those layers consciously out of your body. You're doing your work. It's essential to do your work right now. Because when you start to release those layers, then the universe no longer needs to bring you those experiences of betrayal or lack or fear or struggle. Because you've released them already. Once they're released, you go on to have different experiences in your life and you change the cycles, the old cycles that you have been living for lifetimes and maybe this entire lifetime. This is the time to do your work with yourself. It's so important to be consciously birthing yourself, consciously working with introspection and shifting the feelings out and you birthing you. You're the only one who can do it. No one else can. And this is about you actively working and engaging your life and yourself in your life. You're not a victim. You're not helpless. You're not a leaf in the wind being blown away around by events in your life. No, those events are coming to you in order for you to actively shift them out now. And the energies are here right now to support you in that letting go. So I'm just holding a space for you to actively engage and work, to do your work, your sacred work. And your human aspect is an important part of your enlightenment process. You have to integrate and work and hold your human element and to work through the depth of the darker, more shadow aspects of yourself and bring yourself back into a balance. And only you can do that. You've chosen to make decisions to hold these emotions. Now you're letting them go. You choose to actively engage with them and let them go. And it's one moment at a time of doing that. It's not having to do it all at once. You take a piece of it and breathe into the feeling, use the conscious breath, and allow it to cycle out. Now I'm holding an energetic platform for all of you who are willing and ready to start that path or continue on your path. And sometimes you'll do a piece and it'll feel very intense. Let it integrate for a week or two and then go step forward and do another piece. This is about a piece of work, a journey, not trying. Your ego mind will want to get to the destination to be perfectly free. No, it's a step-by-step self-liberation process that you can take and move yourself through these pieces, step-by-step, moment-by-moment. So let's take one more conscious breath. And let go. Ashaka ine a. Ashe om. Ashe o. Ashe o. And now here I have a message coming in from the Pleiadians. So I want you just to hold your heart, take another conscious breath, and just open to receive the essence of this message. Beloved ones, we greet you. We greet you at this pivotal time on your planet and pivotal time within your lives. The call is out for you to consciously choose reconnection to a higher form of your consciousness through your heart. Space has opened up to enable you to shift and anchor your awareness within the higher realms of your consciousness. This time is about reconnection and renewal of the physical aspects of yourself. A metamorphic shift can take place within yourselves as you navigate a reconnection to the higher realms of light within your heart. Move forward by choosing to realign within your heart and actively engage within your heart, reaching with your consciousness, your higher awareness, simply by the action of letting go. The action of letting go is the action of realignment. Take the time to slow down and re-establish sacred connections to self through this method of letting go. Utilize the words, I am, to make the link of truth to home. Action and choosing not to engage within the drama of the illusion perpetrated by your ego mind within your life is the key. Now is the time for liberation. Let go and be. Blessing the Pleiadians. So let's open your awareness through your heart and take one more conscious breath and just let go. Eshata ine'a eshe'om eshe'o eshe'o. And I want to talk a little bit about our transmission process today. This transmission process is to link you on another level within the vast gateway energies of Uluru. The Pleiadians will link you to your heart first, and then allow the energy of I Am to bring you in, to support you in the transmutation process of your heart. Remembering your heart is the multidimensional tool. The heart, your heart is your gateway to the higher realms and a pathway to your unique divine guidance of God light. It's about being still and receiving these reconnections. The words I am, when utilized within your heart, open up the truth of the existence of your full realignment. So when you speak those words, you're speaking a frequency of truth, and your heart cells open up on another level to allow you to engage within your multidimensional heart. So we're going to be working with that energy. And when you utilize the words, I am. It's not I am. That is meaningless. But when you bring the energy of the words and speak them with authority, I am. And that frequency of those, your words, your frequency of sound goes into your heart. Your heart responds and begins to open. The flowers, the cells are like flowers of a bud, like buds of a flower, opening up to that frequency of your words, I am. And it allows a quickening to open up. Your heart then begins to open its multidimensional essence, and you begin to align through it. We're going to open the heart. You're going to utilize I am, and I'm going to bring a transmission from the gateway, from Uluru, right through into your heart space. And this is the time today for you to actively open and receive all that is here for you within your heart. Just keep letting go with a conscious breath and allowing the vastness of the expression of the opening through you. So we're going to begin now. And I'm going to get you to bring your palms, both palms, to rest on your heart center. And bring your awareness into where you feel the warmth and the pressure of your hands on your heart. And just use the conscious breath to let go and align through the vastness of the space. Akashata I ashe om de inea. Ashe om ashe o. Ashe om. Now take one more conscious breath. And let go right into where the palms of your hands are connecting to the heart cells. That's it. Breathe and let go. Ashata inea. Ashe om. Ashe o. Ashe o. That's it. Now bringing in the words just once. I am. That's it. And let your awareness open through the heart space. Feel the heart cells beginning to respond. Bring the words in once more now. I am. That's it. Now take another conscious breath and just let go right through the opening of your heart. Start to feel or see or sense or knowingness of another level of your heart responding. Bring in the words once more. I am. Ishata ine a. Ishe om. Ishe om. Ishe om. That's it. I'm going to bring in some sounds. I want you just to let go and allow the sounds to bathe and open the cells of your heart. Just open your awareness a little more if you can. Take one more conscious breath and let go. Itoe, iotoe, iotoe, iotoe. Open deeper within your heart. Take one more conscious breath and let go right into your heart space. That's it. Now let your awareness open. Expanding your awareness just a little more. Ashata inea. Now bring your words, I am. That's it, aligning that truth within your heart, within the vastness. That's it, I'm going to bring in further sounds. Just let them flow through, bathe through the cells of your heart. Open a little further if you can. Take a conscious breath. Let go. Just let go here. Let your awareness expand further. Take one more breath and let go of Shaka'i. As I'm going to release a veil from your heart now, just lifting the veil right out of the heart. It's just ready to go. And bring in your words, I am. Right in the space. I'm going to bring in more sounds now. I just want you to let go. Allow them to just flow in. Allow them to move you deeper within your heart space. Feel the essence of the light. Gateway energy is flowing in, flooding in. Just open your awareness, take a breath, let go, and bring in the words, I am. I'm going to bring one more level of energy through. Just open up, allow it to flood. Just let go, allow yourself to be in your experience. Your awareness expand, opening up just a little more. That's it, opening your awareness. Take a conscious breath, let go. Allow yourself to open into the full expression of the essence, however it's presenting. Take another conscious breath, let go, allow the realignment. I am. That's it. Allowing yourself to claim the space. Akashatai. Eshe Om De Iner. Eshe Om. Eshe O. Eshe O. Eshata Ine A. Eshe Om. Eshe O. I am. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. allowing the full realignment here of this aspect of your own multidimensional heart and link to the higher realms. And then slowly, gently bringing your awareness from wherever the space of your heart you are. Just feel the physical hands on your heart. So that you're anchoring this reconnection right through the cells of your body. So bringing your awareness back to the physical connection where your hands are on your chest. Now as you do that, as you bring your awareness right back to the physical connection of your hands on your chest, just use the conscious breath and let go. Which as you do that, you're aligning the higher frequency of that opening of your heart. It's flowing all the way through every cell in your body. That's it. Take a breath. Let go. Just let go. That's it. Let go a little more if you can with a conscious breath. And then bring in, I am. Anchoring it right through your physical self. Reclaiming yourself on this higher level. Shata ine a, ishe om, ishe o, ishe o. That's great. You've done just great. Keep allowing the unfolding. Don't try and scramble back to feeling this old way of being, but allow yourself to open and embrace the essence of yourself in this moment, however it is, whether you sense it, see it, feel it, know it. It's like just embracing this expanded alignment to your heart space, the very central place where everything arises, where everything exists for you. Naturally in this sacred aspect of yourself. And just breathe and let go right through the cells of your body. Knowing your mind won't understand this process, it doesn't matter. Your ego mind can help you with other things it does understand in your day. And just know that you can work with this process we've just done. You can access it in the archives on www.blogtalkradio.com/Christine Day Online. And I really look forward to being with you again on the next show. We'll do some more essential work. I just want to honor you and all that you are in this moment. So be it. Blessings and love.